spinning as an ATM shadow passed through him. He ducked the swing that followed, then took off the creature's arm. He beheaded the one that followed, then cut another's legs out from beneath it. For most of the battle he hadn't used fancy allomantic jumps or attacks, just straightforward swordplay. His arms were growing tired, however, and he was forced to begin pushing Kolos away from him to manage the battlefield. The reserve of Atium, of life within him, was dwindling. Atium burned so quickly. Another man screamed, another soldier dead. Elend began to back toward the cavern. There were just so many Kolos. His band of 280 had slain thousands, yet the Kolos didn't care. They kept attacking, a brutal wave of endless determination, resisted only by the pockets of Atium mistings protecting each of the entrances to the homeland. Another man died. They were running out of Atium. Elend screamed, swinging his sword about him, taking down three Kolos in a maneuver that never should have worked. He flared steel and pushed the rest away from him. The body of a god burning within me, he thought. He gritted his teeth, attacking as more of his men fell. He scrambled up a pile of Kolos, slicing off arms, legs, heads, stabbing chests, necks, guts. He fought on alone, his clothing long since stained from white to red. Something moved behind him, and he spun, raising his blade, letting the Atium lead him. Yet he froze, uncertain. The creature behind him was no Kolos. It stood in a black robe, one eye socket empty and bleeding, the other bearing a spike that had been crushed back into its skull. Elend could see straight into the empty eye socket, through the creature's head and out the back. Marsh. He had a cloud of Atium shadows around him. He was burning the metal too, and would be immune to Elend's own Atium. Human led his Kolos soldiers through the tunnels. They killed any person in their path. Some had stood at the entrance. They had fought long. They had been strong. They were dead now. Something drove Human on, something stronger than anything that had controlled him before. Stronger than the little woman with the black hair, though she had been very strong. This thing was stronger. It was ruin. Human knew this. He could not resist. He could only kill. He cut down another human. Human burst into a large, open chamber filled with other little people. Controlling him, Ruin made him turn away and not kill them. Not that Ruin didn't want him to kill them. It just wanted something else, more. Human rushed forward. He crawled over tumbled rocks and stones. He shoved aside crying humans. Other Kolos followed him. For the moment, all of his own desires were forgotten. There was only his overpowering desire to get to a small room. There, in front of him. Human threw open the doors. Ruin yelled in pleasure as he entered this room. It contained the thing Ruin wanted. Guess what I found, Marsh growled, stepping up, pushing against Ellen's sword. The weapon was ripped from his fingers, flying away. Atium. A Chondro was carrying it, looking to sell it. Foolish creature. Elend cursed, ducking out of the way of a Kolos swing, pulling his obsidian dagger from the sheath at his leg. Marsh stalked forward. Men screamed, cursing, falling, as their Atium died out. Elend's soldiers were being overrun. The screams tapered off as the last of his men guarding this entrance died. He doubted the others would last much longer. Elend's Atium warned him of attacking Kolos, letting him dodge, barely, but he couldn't kill them very effectively with the dagger. And as the Kolos took his attention, Marsh struck with his obsidian axe. The blade fell and Elend leaped away, but the dodge left him off balance. Elend tried to recover, but his metals were running low. Not just his Atium, but his basic metals. Iron, steel, pewter. He hadn't been paying much attention to them since he had Atium, but he'd been fighting for so long now. If Marsh had Atium, then they were equal, and without basic metals, Elend would die. An attack from the Inquisitor forced Elend to flare pewter to get away. He cut down three Kolos with ease, his Atium still helping him, but Marsh's immunity was a serious challenge. The Inquisitor crawled over the fallen bodies of Kolos, scrambling toward Elend, his single spike head reflecting the too bright light of the sun overhead. Elend's pewter ran out.
"You cannot beat me, Elend Venture," Marsh said in a voice like gravel. "We've killed your wife. I will kill you."
"Vin." Elend didn't believe it.
"Vin will come," he thought. "She'll save us."
Faith. It was a strange thing to feel at that moment. Marsh swung. Pewter and iron suddenly flared to life within Elend. He didn't have time to think about the oddity. He simply reacted, pulling on his sword, which lay stuck into the ground a distance away. It flipped through the air, and he caught it, swinging with a too-quick motion, blocking Marsh's axe. Elend's body seemed to pulse, powerful and vast. He struck forward instinctively, forcing Marsh backward across the ashen field. Kolos backed away for the moment, shying from Elend as if frightened. Or awed. Marsh raised a hand to push on Elend's sword, but nothing happened. It was as if something deflected the blow. Elend screamed, charging, beating back Marsh with the strikes of his silvery weapon. The Inquisitor looked shocked as it blocked with the obsidian axe, its motions too quick for even Allomancy to explain. Yet Elend still forced him to retreat, across fallen corpses of blue, ash stirring beneath a red sky. A powerful peace swelled in Elend. His Allomancy flared bright, though he knew the metals inside of him should have burned away. Only Atium remained, and its strange power did not, could not, give him the other metals. But it didn't matter. For a moment he was embraced by something greater. He looked up toward the sun, and he saw, just briefly, an enormous figure in the air just above him, a shifting, brilliant personage of pure white. Her hands held to his shoulders with her head thrown back, white hair streaming, mist flaring behind her like wings that stretched across the sky. "Vin," he thought with a smile. Elend looked back down as Marsh screamed and leaped forward, attacking with his axe in one hand, seeming to trail something vast and black like a cloak behind him. Marsh raised his other hand across his face as if to shield his dead eyes from the image in the air above Elend. Elend burned the last of his atium, flaring it to life in his stomach. He raised his sword in two hands and waited for Marsh to draw close.